If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You want something with more substance than candy tonight? Make the drive to Ruhlman Steakhouse to get a steak. It's better than candy, honestly.
That's an interesting
That'd be some
still
fun.
Still giving out steaks.
He's not giving it out, Seth. You got to buy it.
You are a natural salesman, Jake.
But it's got more substance. It will fill you up more than candy. It won't ruin your teeth as much as candy, but it's up to you if it tastes as good. People like candy a lot.
I texted Phil yesterday.
Am I wrong?
I'm not sure what you're talking about there.
I was just comparing Halloween to Romans. How's that random?
Right. It's always fine. Halloween.
Tying them together here. I understand.
Guys are problematic.
The Ween.
Yes. Romans.
Romans is open for lunch and dinner today. It's open this weekend as well. If you want to go there before the USC game, maybe not after. They'll be closed after the game.
Be a little tight getting there after the game at 11.
Maybe
Phil's in there.
Lunch or early dinner. Or if you want to watch the game there, you can. You can watch the game at Romans Steakhouse.
Phil, any prime rib left? It's midnight.
He might have
some. Phil, is he the dress-up type?
No. He'll be all black.
I don't think Phil will. I don't see him dressed up.
Well, he's ready for the blackout, though. He'll be all black.
Yeah.
He's be dressed up for it.
The fill-out.
Fill-out. So, go see Phil and the team. Highway 6 in Ashland. Ruhlman Steakhouse open 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. tonight.
And you are going to the game.
I'll be there.
And wearing black.
I will partake in the blackout. Yes.
And you think that most people... There won't be a lot of red coats.
There'll be some. Some people are just like, this is what I wear every game. I'm not going to change my ways because of this blackout. But
safety was mad at Sean Callahan because Sean claims that people don't have red coats. I was very suspect of that. Like, I think people do have red coats.
Red coats?
Yeah.
Yeah, people have red coats.
Yeah. Sean's like, nobody has a red coat. I'm like, yeah.
Does Sean look at the stands ever? Like, what's he doing?
There's
up
a lot
in the
of
press
red
box?
Coats. Plus, there's a lot of retros. People wear the same.
Yeah, it's like the starter jacket.
First of all, people wear them that they've been wearing them forever. And then the youth loves to wear retro. There's a lot of retro
Sean,
gear.
You should tell Sean sometime that in the press box, he's watching the field, but scan the stands for maybe 2 minutes sometime.
I'm not being critical of Sean. I just think he's.
Well, McSafety is. And
McSafety was a little critical.
There's red coats that exist.
McSafety said he wanted to punch Sean.
Okay, well, now that's extreme. We don't need to punch anybody
here.
Would it
be mean it in
the shoulder or in the throat? There's a big difference. You kind of punch
literally.
Him in the shoulder, you punch him in the throat. There's a big difference.
The shoulder punch was annoying in school, right?
Someone just walked by and it's like, what? What are we doing?
Anyway, Ruhlman's.
Yes, Ruhlman's Steakhouse open on Highway 6 in Ashland. Lincoln Riley was talking Nebraska football
what's
this week.
What's that all about? Yeah.
He was previewing the game. He's getting ready for the Huskers. I saw a stat that USC, when they play on the road in November, is not good.
What is it?
Especially in the Big Ten. They've like one win the last couple of years on the road in November.
Okay.
Because they don't do well in the cold. But he was talking about the Nebraska secondary, which has been very good this year.
Second in the country.
There's Lincoln Riley from yesterday on the Nebraska secondary.
No, they are. They've been really good all year. They've got a couple of really gifted DBs. They've been able to play some different lineups there. They do a good job of mixing up coverages, giving offenses a lot of different looks, making competitive plays down the field when they do get aggressive, but they also are really disciplined in their zones as well. So, I give credit to coaches. I think schematically do a really good job. And, players you can tell really know their scheme, and they've been able to move some pieces around, which looks like they've been able to obviously benefited from that. And so that'd be a good challenge. Nobody's really throwing the ball well on the ball at this point.
I love listening to audio from USC because they're right by a construction site.
That's Lincoln Riley from the tarmac,
sounds like. It's kind of
from
cool.
The tarmac
beep,
where,
beep, beep.
The tarmac where Lane got fired, probably.
Yes, he was. Like, that's all they have is that spot for getting audio, like after practice.
Right by construction.
Yes, every time.
Have you ever been by the practice field?
Yeah, been on there.
It's interesting.
Yeah. I described that campus the other day as being downtown. Is it near? It's near downtown.
I don't know about downtown, but it's
very. Is it near downtown?
But you're right in the middle of everything. You are not out. You don't leave. USC into a spacious, you know, fields.
No.
No, you're right in the middle
I mean, downtown. Yeah, it's the city.
You're in the city. Yeah, you are in the city.
City campus.
100%.
It's a city campus. Yeah, so USC.
Well, he did that exact. So last year we played you audio from him, too. It was the same thing. There's the same beep, beep, beep.
Oh, they're getting stuff done out there.
All right. This whole November road conversation is interesting. Rule at Nebraska's 1-7 in November. Nebraska, I have an updated stat that you need.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for the holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org, that's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag.
You know, Nebraska's November record since 2019 is 5-19. Iowa. I got it from Trent Congdon.
Trent.
Yeah, on the one of the Iowa networks. 23-3 is Iowa in November.
23-3.
Since 2019. Hello.
That's a wow.
That's a separator.
Yeah, that's separator. Yeah. Not kind of a separator. No. It's a big separator.
Yeah, that's. And now I give Rule a lot of credit. Rule says you have to train for November, not September. He's mindful of it. But they have to reverse this November trend. Nebraska.
There's a bad stat going on. It's an incorrect stat. People keep saying that USC is 0-7 when crossing two times. It's not correct. They beat Purdue this year on the road. Now, Purdue's not a good team.
Thank you.
It still breaks the stat. That's not a correct stat.
So the 1-6.
I think they're 1-6 when they're crossing two time zones in conference play.
Okay, thank you for that.
So they have not played well when they go to Central or Eastern time zone. And don't play well in the cold weather.
A couple of things, obviously the Illinois game. Illinois is a good team. They woke up late. They were horrible, then took the lead late, and then Illinois kicked the field goal late to beat them. It was 11 a.m. kick, which was bad. And the other one would be Notre Dame, which is a very, very good opponent, obviously. When you come to when you fly to Notre Dame.
Hard.
Be really hard. It'd be hard for anyone to fly. Be hard to fly from Lincoln, Nebraska to Notre Dame right now and win the game, and it's the same time zone.
Yep.
So usually a lot of it has to do with it. The team across from you has a lot to do with it. So their losses, I'd like to know who those losses are and what those losses were.
1-6. Well, they lost to Minnesota last year for sure.
They have a couple bad.
That's like a Halloween night one.
That's a bad loss.
Yeah, they have a couple ones that raise.
Really?
You.
Like really? Yeah. Lost to them?
Right. I don't know. I mean, I think you can really overdo it on them. Now, see, here's the thing about USC. They're number one in the country in total offense. They're number one in passing offense. They do average 42.4 points a game. So those are real stats.
Yeah, like I said, about week seven. I mean, I always say week eight, which we're about right there for everybody. Are they 5-2?
They're 5-2.
So
yep.
They're 5-2. Still in Nebraska. So your stats are real at this time of the season. You like to have about, I always say, 8 games is when you really kind of come into your own with where you're at. But stats, again, are so, like I said, with their number one offense, I look like, who have they played defensively? Well, a couple of teams are pretty salty. Notre Dame's pretty good.
Illinois
is pretty good. Michigan is very good on defense. Mm-hmm. I think we'd agree with that. So they've played some teams. So to have the number one offense, and they've played a few teams
that's
there
legitimate.
Now. That's a ranked Notre Dame team. That was a ranked Illinois team.
Michigan.
That was a ranked Michigan team. So they have. So Lincoln Riley's got some good competition that he's been up against. So to have the number one, it's somewhat real. And who else have they played? Go through.
So
it,
they see? Go. They beat. Okay.
Yeah,
they beat Missouri State 73-13.
Yeah. So that stacks some things up.
Yeah. Yep. You built some stats there. Georgia Southern 59-20. Okay. Mm-hmm. At Purdue 33-17. That game you noted was a delay, kind of odd.
There was
game.
A delay.
It was a very weird game.
It's very strange.
Yeah, it turned weird.
Michigan State, they beat 45-31. Michigan State has proven to be not
bad,
very good.
Bad.
They at Illinois, you mentioned, and we were able to watch that game because it was Nebraska's bye week, and they mm-hmm. did sleepwalk in the first half. I thought they looked that day kind of ordinary.
Yeah, USC. They did. Very ordinary.
They lost 34-32. Again, somehow they let that slip. They got a late lead, and Illinois drove down the field. Michigan 31-13. They beat Michigan. Now, that's the game that would scare you as a Nebraska fan, because what you read, the people that write about it say they bullied Michigan in the trenches. Ah.
And Michigan bullied Nebraska.
Right.
They bullied them in that game. That particular game, yeah. They did.
It was impressive by USC. They looked really good with
their third string running back.
Yes.
So they have King Miller. That's who you're talking about. And that's the running back right now.
Is the one that's
Waymon's out.
Waymon's out and Eli Sanders is out. They have number three, and he is a walk-on. I don't know how that works.
I know, but USC is a walk-on. Just watch him play.
Good?
Yeah, he's really good.
How's he a walk-on?
I don't know, but he's really good.
Calabasas.
Someone's probably paying that, because to walk on at USC is a little pricey.
Yeah.
So it's a little pricey.
I hear you.
When we come back, Aging Gracefully and Song of the Day is next on Early Break on the Ticket.